Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. The Islamic Propagation Office at Rabwa, www.islamhouse.com, is pleased to present to you this lecture.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nasta'afiru. Na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. For Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. My khutbah today is about Allah. And it may be strange to nothing except talking to us about Allah. Any place you open in this Quran, it talks about Allah. If described Allah, it talks about Allah. If the Quran talks about أقيم الصلاة وآت الزكاة, establish the prayer and give the zakah, it talks about Allah. If the Quran talk about Jannah and Nar, that means it's talking about Allah. How this can be? When I say Allah لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم, Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship except him. He is the living, he is the self-subsistence. Of course we're talking about Allah, the quality of Allah. But how we are talking about Allah when we say أقيم الصلاة آت الزكاة, establish prayer and give zakah? Because the establishing of the prayer and giving the zakah is the means to get you closer to Allah. So Islam is coming to teach you about Allah and how to worship Allah. So there is Allah and there is a means to bring you closer to Allah. Why you think you are here today? It's because you believe in Allah. It's because you know that Allah made Jum'ah obligatory in you. So now you come to please Allah. And the more that you know about Allah, and the more that Allah became greater in your heart, the more that you carry the obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll be willing to give more and do more. Therefore, when is the reality of Allah in your heart, you could not miss Jum'ah. and if the importance of Allah became greater in your heart, you are not going to come to Jum'ah yet, neither you go to Jum'ah and go sleep in Jum'ah. Why? Because Allah. And the one will say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Indeed, those who believe in Allah and do righteous deeds, good deeds, the Jannah will be the place of reward for them. What this talk about Allah? Because it tells you what happened to those who believe in Allah, Allah rewarded them with Jannah. And when he talks about the kuffar and hellfire and the punishment, he's telling you what happened to those who disobey Allah. So the whole Quran, it comes to talk about Allah. And this shows you the serious mistake to those who are involved in so-called Muslim-Christian dialogue, not a debate, not a dialogue, or they call it interface, mix it together, make one commonality. Therefore, say, brother, let's not talk about this issue. Let's talk about what's common among us. What are you talking about, what's common us? Everything almost is common between us as a Christian and Jews. There is one thing is not in common. Tell me what your religion doesn't teach about prayer, about charity, about cleanliness. So some people say, brother, we have to be, you understand, present Islam through our way. Now when you have a good degree, and you have a good job, and now you have, you understand, the people know that Muslims are educated. You want to give da'wah by your action. You don't have anything to do. What about if the kuffar have more degrees than you? What about if the Christian give him more charity than you? Brothers, look at our small place, alhamdulillah, look to next door church. Look how big their place. Look at the addition. Go by Harding Street and look to the mansion, not the church, the mansion, the building. So what are you telling me if that were only by action, we don't need to talk? So now when we see these people giving their money more than the Muslims, so maybe we'll go adopt Christianity because they give it a charity. So there is a lot of commons. We don't need to talk about what is common between us and them. And he found some of them, they go kill the Muslims, so the missionaries and the churches will come and say, we want to take them for adoption. We want to understand to take care of them. So you killing the fathers and after this you take the sons and daughters and raise them what? So, if we want to talk to other people about what is coming between us, they believe in heaven. We call it Jannah, they call it heaven. What is, why are you wasting time? Why we want to be serious about our deen and our da'wah? You want to talk to them about who is God. Don't talk about we pray, you pray. We fast. You make the Sabbath and we have the Jum'ah. You call it a holiday, we call it, understand, you call it Christmas, we call it Maulid. What's this? Because the originality of their book came from Allah. And always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins the good and forbids the bad. So if you want to check the issue about prayer, you find prayer there. Even about jihad, you will find jihad there. You see? But what is not common? What is the main thing that makes us different from others? Is who is Allah? Who is God? Because we as Muslims, we don't accept anything to be God. Neither even the mother nature. Now the mother was going to heaven. We are not going to say the mother nature. We say Allah. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fa'alu lima yurid. He do whatever he wants. Surah Al-Mulk, and the name of it is Al-Mulk. And this itself shows you who is Allah. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about Allah. This is what we invite others to Allah. And this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he sent his representative, he tells him, Mu'az, when he sent him to Yemen, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا أَهْلَ كِتَابٍ. You are going to the people of the book. Let it be the first thing that you invite them, what is common, prayer, charity, They do charity like us and more than us. So what? And you wahid Allah. That all their good deed and action, intentions, they do it only for the sake of God, not the sake of the Son and the Father. It doesn't work. When it's the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost is one, two, three, Allah does it. Our deen is about tawheed, about one and only one. The only thing, this is the most important thing. And the Prophet said, if they accepted this from them, now he teaches them about prayer. We don't go teach people about prayer. We go tell the people about La ilaha illallah. And who is Allah? He said, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Blessed be he in whose hand is the dominion. And he is able to do all things. All things. It has no limitation. You see, when we're talking about Allah, there is no limit. He can do anything. But look the beauty of the surah, although that is surah al-mulk, the dominion, the kingdom. He didn't start and talk about God being the most powerful, the one who punishes sin. Blessed be he. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned about you, he wants to bless you. He wants to bless your life. He wants to bless you in this life and the hereafter. He wants to get you out of punishment of the material thing and to be a slave to a woman or to a job or to the degree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless you. And if Allah didn't bless you, you can be running like animal running in the forest. You are not getting out of this dunya anything more than what Allah had decreed for you. You can come in the last second for Shia, running behind this dunya. Because Allah is not the greater in your heart as much as something else. When Allah became Allahu Akbar in our heart, we will respect the orders and the rules of Allah in anything as much and more than what we respect anything. And I keep repeating myself again and again and again. Because most of you professionals and students and you attend many meetings. You don't go to a meeting, you understand, 10 minutes late. You don't go with any kind of clothes. You know what is a meeting. And you have to have the proper ties. Even to some people that the tie shocked them, they could not stand it. But he will have the tie and the jacket, not only a shirt and a pants, no, he has the jacket hanging in the car and the tie. As soon as he arrives there, he will put this thing in his neck and he will go there. And before he enters, he knows that he's going to turn the cellular phone off. He's not going to be taking any more calls. So it was my own eyes, people making tawaf. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alayhisallahu bi kafin abda. Allah is not sufficient. Sell your phone. Allah giving you more blessings. Yes, it's permissible to talk. It's permissible. But look, how much is the dunya getting in the Muslim's life, they did not even take some time for Allah. And when they take some time for Allah, you may find them sleeping, or leaving, or being with something else, or they're talking to the cellular phone. It's a haram. Subhanallah. But Allah said, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. In his hand is the dominion. The whole thing in his hand. So if we understand this, we need to go direct to the source. Why we keep going right and left? You want money? You want the children? You want happiness? What do you want? It's in his hand. Not in the white hand, a White House hand. Not in the United Nations name, hands. It's not who you're going to vote. It's not in anybody's hand. Our problem, we're turning wrong. We're taking the wrong turn. And they say it's no turn between 4 and 6. The moment you make a turn, you're taking a ticket. You're getting a ticket. That's if you don't crash and kill yourself. We continue making the wrong turn. Money, cheating, politicians, White House, United Nations. We're going around ourselves. Did it work? It never worked and never going to work. Why you don't go to the one that in his hand is the dominion and he's able to do all things? He said he created life and death. This is the qualities, my brother. This is what Islam is teaching us. Who is God? The one in total control. The one who creates. Ask anyone, did you create yourself? Did you create somebody? When Allah make a challenge to the people, He asks them to do what? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُمْ مِنْهُ ضَعْفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Indeed, those you invoke or call other than Allah, they could not create a fly. Subhanallah. Allah didn't ask the people to present the elephant. People now put in computers, ships, name it, everything. They do everything. But when it comes about creation, Allah made a challenge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His mighty, He didn't tell them make an elephant would be so much big for them. Allah told them to create a fly. MashaAllah, half of the room, technician and all kind of people, did you, why no one of you or your professors try to do this? They try to be cloning and all this. It's fine, it's good, try. But I tell you one thing. Life is in the hand of Allah. And you or your professor or your school or your nation or whosoever, Allah already said lan. And lan is for the future. Not lam is lan. He said, they are not. And the other challenge, he said, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ, even if they combine the offer together. Worse than this, he said, when the flies take something out of you, you could not get it back from the fly. ضَعْفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. So here Allah saying, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. So he says, it's very clear. And he said, I'm a father. So he did not, he born. How he can be a God? If the cow didn't create, how a cow can be a god? If the mother nature didn't create, how the mother nature can be a god? You see the uniqueness and the beauty of Islam, that Islam has the right direction about who is God. How you can choose something else? And if you believe that the proper belief system is in Islam, so also you have to understand the proper politics is according to Islam. And the proper economics is according to Islam. Don't think the only proper belief in Islam, but what about the rest? Same way that you believe, the system of belief is only good and right in Islam, you have to understand that all other systems in Islam is the only one going to work. Economic, politics, social, name it. Otherwise, it's false. And what Allah said, فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. What is there after the truth other than misguidance and falsehood? Why we wonder, brothers and sisters? Why some people are going around themselves? Why we living without direction? We have the right belief and we have the rest of the system in the book. And the whole book came to teach you about Allah. It tells you about the friends of Allah. It tells you about the enemies of Allah. It tells you about the reward of Allah. It tells you about the punishment of Allah. So the whole Islam is about nothing except about Allah. And if Allah is not existing in your life, there is nothing there. So you need to center your focus on Allah. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you ask, ask Allah. And if you seek help in Allah. What about the United Nations? What about Bush? What about Kai? What about Bob? What about what? وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ. Be aware that if the whole nation get together, لِيَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ, to benefit you with something, لَيَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ قَدَّرَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Why we put in two emphasis and too much belief in people? When we're going to turn ourselves to Allah and only Allah? When we turn ourselves to Allah and somebody else, we spoil it. When the Muslims, they start to turn themselves totally to Allah, now Allah will take care of them. And Allah said, Alaysa Allah bi kafin abda? Isn't Allah sufficient for his slave? Isn't Allah sufficient to feed you? Isn't Allah sufficient and able to take care of you? Isn't Allah sufficient and capable to protect you? If not, so found another God than Allah. Don't play games with Allah, because Allah doesn't have time for this. And he said, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَعِبِينَ. I didn't create the heaven and the earth and whatever between them for fun, for play, for a game. Because Allah above this. So we could not take this Islam as a game, because Allah said, I don't have time for a game. And what I created this thing, I did not create it for a game. I created it because there is a reality. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. If you want a blessing, the blessing in the hand of Allah. If you want to have happiness, the happiness in Allah. Do what Allah said to you, do first. And after this, leave the rest for Allah. We worry too much about tomorrow. We worry about our problems. But we creating the problems for ourselves. We did not come in totality to Allah, so Allah didn't turn to us in totality. We did not turn ourselves to Allah in a false sense for Allah to turn to us. Therefore, we're knocking in all doors. And we think that these doors are going to open for us. But believe it or not, if any of these doors open for you, you are not going to find anything there to help you. Because, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Subhanallah. Those who took other as a supporter other than Allah, friends other than Allah, is like the spider. It takes a beta. It accumulates and builds a house. To the spider, this is a house. But Allah said, وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. And the worst instruction and construction, and the weak house is the house of the spider. You do like this, the whole thing is gone. Subhanallah. But the spider is, it imagines that it has something, and it's beautiful, and subhanallah. If you look at it, you say, all what you say, subhanallah. But can this help the spider? With your tip of your finger, you can do like this, you destroy the whole thing. So all this, what you're calling in, from people and nations and societies, so weak. They could not. We need to turn to Allah. So it's not a matter of dialoguing with other people. Tell them, yes, Allah is this, Allah, Allah. Do you really believe in this? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. If you really believe that Allah is able to do all things, so why are you calling in others? Why don't you get your business and your ass together, and now you say, oh Allah, I came here with what you ordered me. You said to me, make salah, I made the salah. And you told me, stay away from haram and riba and usury and all this thing, I stay. Now I'm here. And now you told me, prepare to the much you can. Now I prepare, I did as I can. Now, help me. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. But don't seek help and you did not give ibadah. You did not submit yourself to Allah as it's supposed, as Allah told you, and after this, you want his awn. No, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Submit to Allah first, and after this, ask him to help. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. As we always try to focus and keep our focus about Allah and the work of Allah and get closer to Allah as much as possible. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shielded us. But if you look down, a place like Myrtle Beach is worse than here. A lot. You need some rains and you hear some noise. You go to Myrtle Beach, it gets worse. You go down to Florida, it gets worse. Senses. You go down to Cuba, now it's scenery. What is going on? Nothing. Some air. Allah says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows the soldiers of your Lord except Him. Wallah, brothers, do we really know who is Allah? Subhanallah. This is the same thing, brother. It's hot here. Oh, we let some air come. Allah will make this air go faster a little bit. And go more faster. The same way you say, oh, it's too hot for you. Oh, but let some air come. Some fresh air. This air, Allah can make it move like we're here. Can you imagine 170 miles per hour? Subhanallah. But this is nothing. This is only one. This only one aspect. This one of the soldiers of your Lord. And when we turn to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can assist us with the soldiers. But if we are not turning to Allah and turning right and left and saying so and so, brother, we give him our vote, he will do this, he's going to do... No one going to do anything for you. Stop kidding yourself. It's taking you, wasting your energy. And you feel that you're doing something to help the Muslims. You are not. You are not. You can vote to anybody. You can vote even to the shaitan. The shaitan said to the people, say, إِنِّي جَارُ لَكُمْ I'll be your protector. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ نَخَسَ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ But when the two army got together, he said, ha-ha. He starts running. He said, إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ I see what you could not see. I fear Allah. Subhanallah. Listen about this wind and this hurricane, and you call it Ivan, you call it whatever you want to call it. You don't want to call it Allah's soldier. You don't want to admit that this is the soldiers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, as he told the Sahaba, and it need to be a lesson for us. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Ahzab, and this is the confederate, those people who get together to be against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is Ghazwat al-Khandaq, the battle of the ditch, which is happening in the Medina, and they dig a ditch around the whole Medina. They did their best, this is what they can. But look, you do what you're supposed to do, and now you can wait in Allah's victory or help or assistance. The same thing we're talking about today, we hear about it in the news. Look. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها وكان الله بما تعملون خبيرا إذ جاءكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنون هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا. Nothing changed. We need to remember that everything under so-called Mother Nature is in the hand of Allah. So we need to turn to Allah so Allah can make things turn towards us, in favor of us, not turn against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, who you believe? Remember Allah's favor to you when it came against you. Soldiers and groups, and we said against them a wind and forces that you saw not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will acquaint it with what are you doing. Allah said what? He said a wind. Okay, Muhammad, Sahaba, you stay here. Watch. Okay, now Allah sent the wind. This is it. And He said the miracle and the assistance of Allah. They were sitting and both. They were not sitting, you understand, watching TV. Those soldiers were not watching TV. And they were in the chaos and the worst condition that you ever can think about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described one scene of the battle. And He said that how they came from everywhere. When they came above you, from above of you, and from below you, and when the eyes grow wild, and the hearts reach to the throats, and you were harbor doubts about Allah. There is the believers were tried and shaken with mighty shaking. Even the believers. وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling them, he didn't do anything. It's been recorded that the kuffar in that time, there were 10,000. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba was only 1,000. How 1,000 can fight 10,000? How they've been surrounded from everywhere in Medina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling them, look, I did you a favor. You could not meet 10,000. You came out, you did your best, and you was waiting for a whole month. The kuffar one side, the Muslims one side. They eating the rotten food. The Muslims, they eating rotten food because they did not have enough to eat. Anything they can reach, they ate it. They was in the worst condition they ever been. And all the nations from everywhere, what's so called nation in that time. And Allah says that they came from above you, from below you, that means get surrounded the Medina from everywhere. The Arab, the Kuffar, the Yahud, everybody got together. This is the time we're going to get Muhammad and the companion. We're going to get them this time. But Allah said, I did you a favor. You could not meet 10,000. What did Allah say? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. We send a wind upon them. This is all what Allah did. This hurricane, this rain, this snow, whatever that you're talking about or hear about, all of them are the soldiers of Allah. When you turn to Allah, Allah will send your soldiers. Muslims have a lot of problems nowadays. These problems is not going to be solved by electing so-and-so or voting for so-and-so. You're wasting your energy and your time and you keep looking in dead in the streets. It's time for the Muslim to start to turn back to Allah. Start coming back to the masajid. Start to go back and learn the Quran. Start to get back to get rid of riba. Start to cover their women. We're getting away, some of us, getting away from Allah in our media, in our newspaper, in our families, everything, because we think this is what is going to bring about a change in our life. My brothers and sisters, إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah never change the condition of the people until they change what is their own self. Come back to Allah in the real sense and submit yourself to Allah. And you have to understand, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you give victory to Allah, if you assist Allah, if you help Allah, that means you carry the law of Allah in practicality and in action, Allah will help you. And he said, وَنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. If Allah defeat you, who else can give you victory? Muslims nowadays, they need to get more closer and more serious on the Salat al-Mustaqim, more than any time else. Regardless where you live, east and the west, regardless if you are a leader or a follower, regardless if you are a teacher, your mother, your husband, regardless if you are a businessman or what you are, we have to understand the change comes from here. Because Allah is not concerned about how you look, how you tall, how short. Allah is concerned about what's in your heart. We need to get back to Allah. We need to break down the boycott between us and the masajid of Allah. And we need to start to go back and listen to the deen and the iman. And we need to start to make a change in our life towards Allah so things can get better. So, the whole Islam and the whole deen is about Allah. The more that you submit yourself to Allah, the more that you turn to Allah, the more you get to know about Allah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be for you. We beg Allah's forgiveness and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower all the Muslims with His mercy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change our condition to the best condition. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه.
In conclusion, we ask Allah that He brings you benefit through this lecture. For more information, you may contact us through the following address. The Islamic Propagation Office, Rabwa, P.O. Box 29465, Riyadh 11457, Saudi Arabia. Phone 445-4900. Also 491-6065. Fax 497-0126. If you would like to listen to more beneficial lectures, feel free to visit our website at www.islamhouse.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 00. Also 491-6065. Fax 497-0126. If you would like to listen to more beneficial lectures, feel free to visit our website at www.islamhouse.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.